This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Mann Ki Baat completes 10 years, and in today's episode, Prime Minister underscored the program's milestone as a platform that resonates with the nation, presenting uplifting stories and highlighting the valuable contributions of individuals striving for social causes across diverse regions of the country. I believe this is a very, very positive sentiment expressed by the Prime Minister, and I would like you to describe how the PM has put in, and I quote, an occasion which is emotionally significant, as he lauded the media also for its role in disseminating the program's messages to a wider audience. What's your take on that?
Indeed, it's one of our very unique programs where the Prime Minister converses with different sections of the society, with our people. This is a very unique program. This is not there in any part of the world. We have had radio addresses by the Queen of England. We have had radio addresses by presidents of the United States. But this particular format of the program, Mann Ki Baat, where the Prime Minister over the last 10 years has spoken up on several subjects and has also conversed with people, received feedback from them, sought their ideas, sought their participation, and he has also given out calls for very big, big campaigns, including Swachh Bharat campaign, for promotion of Khadi. Several things have happened. So one can understand when the Prime Minister said that today's episode indeed has made him very emotional. There are old memories because the last 10 years, so many things have happened. And uniquely, as the Prime Minister put it, you see, normally people are interested in whatever is spicy. As most journalists believe, that negative things make better headlines. They make news. But this is one program which is a very positive-oriented approach, where people's experiences, people's challenges, and how they overcame them, how individuals united to big things happen, how they overcame what you call the normal challenges, normal in the sense that challenges that are thrown up by situation, by the place, by the geography, and then try to achieve something for the common good of that particular village or that particular locality or that district or the state.
If I may put this all together, the focus is on positivity. It highlights the hunger for positive stories among the public, contrasting common media narratives which you mentioned. So some of the things that the Prime Minister mentioned in today's program, if you could bring out the positive aspect of it so that our listeners can also get the positive vibes that the Prime Minister was trying to send to them.
Rajesh, like in every episode, the Prime Minister this time also tried to showcase many talented people in our country and how with lot of passion they try to serve the country and achieve something. In fact, some of them dedicate their entire life for whatever area they have chosen. And that is why each story, each individual who is featured in Mann Ki Baat is a story of inspiration for all of us. And that is why today he talked about how women have come together for water conservation. And particularly he recalled 2-3 places, how they constructed a large pond and say in a Raipura village and convert that into a pond for fish farming. And then they were so successful, the self-help women group, they even set up a fish parlor. They had a parlor for other things like ice cream parlor. They managed to set up a fish parlor. Similarly, Prime Minister talked about how women came together in Jhansi and they built a check dam on Gurari River and they called themselves Jal Saheli and managed to conserve a lot of water which otherwise would have gone waste. Because this is the time of the year, as Prime Minister put it, there is heavy rainfall in different parts of the country. Some places are seeing flooding, some places are seeing a lot of devastation, landslides and whatnot. So this is a time we must also remember a lot of water that comes pounding on us also goes waste. So it's important that we also take steps to preserve this rainwater, whether in our cities or, of course, in some cities, normally the building plants are not okay without water conservation arrangements being made. So the Prime Minister, by pointing out the efforts of people of, say, from Jhansi to Rajpura village or Chhatrapur, because the Chhatrapur story is very interesting, where in Kop village, people collected the silt under the pond and took it to a barren land and where they raised a fruit forest. I mean, you can imagine normally the soil that is beneath the pond, that's a normally fertile soil and that can be used for raising good crops and that is what exactly they have done. And the whole idea is we must be in that what is called Dhanyavad Prakriti mood, as Prime Minister referred to place in Jhala, where people are constantly in a campaign to clean up the place. So these stories he brought out, and because this is also happens to be 10 years of Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. And Swachh Bharat Abhiyan is not one-time campaign. It has to be a campaign which has to be done every day. And it just cannot be just you celebrate once. So the Prime Minister also referred, look how people are, particularly he was referring to the Jhala village in Uttarkashi of Uttarakhand, where they have started an initiative where they want to keep their village clean. And so they are running this campaign, Thank You Nature or Dhanyavad Prakriti, where every 2 hours that village is cleaned up, the garbage is collected and dumped at a designated place. So Jhala village has become absolutely clean. And everybody is happy because everybody feels they have participated in this.
Yeah, so the water conservation initiatives that the Prime Minister talked about emphasized the importance of saving water, especially during the rainy season. And as you very rightly mentioned, women in Jhansi revived the Gurari River, and women in Dindori and Chhatarpur improve groundwater levels and agriculture through innovative practices. You also mentioned about the cleanliness campaign in the Jhala village, where the youth initiate the Dhanyavad Prakriti for daily cleaning and promoting cleanliness. There's also, Shekhar, the Puducherry beach cleanup, if you could throw some light on that as well.
Yes, Mahe belongs to Pondicherry, which was a French settlement, and it is located in the northern Kerala. There, people have been running a campaign, and this campaign has been led by a woman named Ramya. And Ramya has been leading a group of youth in Mahe municipality who have been cleaning that beach particularly. And that beach remains unspoiled because there is a regular cleaning drive. So all these places we have seen where young people, college kids go, I mean, take it up as their weekly campaign, collect the plastics and also spread awareness that every individual has to be committed to see that he keeps the environment clean. So that is why Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, which is completing 10 years, is actually a mass movement, because when the Prime Minister made the announcement from the ramparts of Red Fort 10 years ago, people thought this is going to be a Sarkari campaign or a Sarkari program. But the way it picked up, way college and schools and they all participated, it became a mass movement.
You talked about Swachh Bharat Mission 10-year milestone. There's also something very interesting in Subramaniam's chair repair efforts in Kerala, which highlights the waste-to-wealth concept. If you could tell our listeners about it.
Very, very interesting story that the Prime Minister brought to your notice today. As you mentioned, this 74-year-old Subramanian, he has repaired more than 23,000 chairs. And some of them were completely dumped and he restored them to life. And by using what is called people, because this waste management, the whole idea is waste to wealth mantra, which involves actually reduce, reuse and recycle. And a good example the Prime Minister pointed out was he picked up these chairs, repaired them, and these chairs are today in use in the offices of the civil station Kozhikode as well as the office of the PWD and LIC. And this is a very unique campaign. In fact, people call him a RRR champion.
Okay, let's turn our attention to the achievements of the Make in India initiatives, which is also marking a decade of success. Prime Minister underscored the program's role in bolstering local manufacturing and promoting exports through various sectors. In fact, Shekhar, I wouldn't be wrong in saying that there's a surge in foreign direct investment, which serves as a testament to the program's efficacy in empowering domestic producers and fostering economic growth. Along with that, he also urged the people to use the local products during the festival season.
And definitely, this is Make in India campaign. This is also 10 year old now. And under this campaign, entrepreneurs have been encouraged to start their units, to put their ideas into action with support from the banking institutions. And a lot of things have happened. Today, you can see that the emergence of MSMEs, the medium small enterprises, this itself is the story of Make in India. And that is the reason why today India is looked up to as a manufacturing powerhouse, and which is channelizing the youth power. You have a lot of startups today, and all these little startups believe in the mantra of Make in India. And this has seen, as you just mentioned, continual rise of foreign direct investment in the country. And this is making the success story of our Make in India. But it is also important, Prime Minister has always pointed out, that we have to make zero defect products. Quality is important, because that quality will ensure we make products of global standards and attract global interest. And that is why Prime Minister said, he has already discussed earlier also, buy product, buy pride. We have to be proud of the fact that this is made in India. And it's also important that we ourselves must promote that, because during the festive season, whether you are buying new things for your home because Deepavali is coming, festive season is coming, and it is important we encourage made in India products. as they say, vocal for global, and products made in our own area, so that we appreciate and value the sweat of the Indian artisans.
Yeah, Shikhari, he also talked about the skill development opportunities, that is the creative challenges that are there. And he wants the promotion of Create in India initiative for the youth involvement in emerging sectors like gaming and animation. So that's another area where his highlight is that he wants the youth to come in and the youth create in India, particularly in gaming and animation.
This is one emerging sector when we are talking of artificial intelligence. We are talking of so many other modern things that are happening, frontier areas of science and research. It's important that we are part of this big change that is happening. And particularly, he has started this campaign, Create in India. Basically, India has so many young, talented people who are great content creators. So this whole campaign is to see that, as you mentioned, that Create in India is to encourage people who have a natural urge to create, who are filled with creativity, to experiment with new things and bring it before the people.
Yes, Shekhar, the other thing was the return of the artifacts, where you mentioned the 300 ancient artifacts from the US have been returned, and also about the Santhali language preservation. This, along with Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, the environmental initiatives. Now, these three initiatives are really worth talking about.
Particularly, the return of artifacts has been an ongoing exercise. Whether the Prime Minister has visited Germany or Australia or US or UK, France, these governments, because of prodding from our government and our investigative agencies, lot of these artifacts which were either sold or were stolen or smuggled out of the country now are finding their way back. Number of gangs have been busted who steal these things from our temples and from our other museums and other places and send them abroad for few thousand dollars. And this time the Prime Minister visited the US. President Biden showed him the collection at his home in Delaware and almost 300 such items. And they were made of such materials like terracotta, stone, ivory, wood, copper. All these things are more than 4,000 years old. And these governments have realized, the US included, that these artifacts belong to India and they must return to India. And no government wants to encourage that their country becomes a repository of all these stolen goods.
So, what about the Santhali language preservation?
Mother tongue is dearest to all of us. We all love our mother tongue. But there are certain mother tongues which have not received the kind of attention they really need. And in particular, Santhali language particularly. So this language is spoken by people belonging to our scheduled tribes in Chhattisgarh and Odisha, parts of Madhya Pradesh and these places. So somebody has taken the initiative. A gentleman named Ramji Tudu, who belongs to Mayurbhanj, Odisha, he has been running a campaign, online campaign, to promote Santhali language and using the scripts of the old Chiki script, he has developed techniques of typing this language on the mobile. And therefore, his efforts have seen that today articles are written in Santhali language. Okay. Santhali is a well-spoken language, but in terms of preserving the written aspect of the language, his effort has been a very big result.
Shikhar, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign has really encouraged a lot of people to plant trees. This is not only in one state, but across states, with significant participation has been recorded in this campaign. So there are personal inspiring stories also, like that of K.N. Rajasekhar and Subhashri, who contribute significantly to tree planting and herbal gardening. A very short comment from you on it.
Indeed, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam is such a lovely campaign. In memory of your mother, let's plant a sapling. This has actually overtaken people's imagination so many places. I mean, the kind of figures that the Prime Minister was mentioning. In Uttar Pradesh alone, 26 crore saplings have been planted. Ma Ke Naam. So, tree planting campaign has become in a very big way. And you mentioned Rajasekhar's name because he's a person who has been committed to this. 4 years ago, he started a campaign. Despite an accident which immobilized him, he has been at it and he has done more than 1500 saplings. These are the stories that inspire us. These are the stories that show us the way, Rajeshji.
On that inspiring note, Shekharji would like to thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.